Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Konstruksiewerk het gister aan die Kaapse Metro se heel eerste sonplaas begin. Die aanleg kos so wat 200 miljoen rand en is so wat 40 km buite die middestad in Atlantis geleë. Die aanleg sal tussen 7 en 10 megawatt se elektrisiteit opwek en dit is genoeg om so wat 6500 huise van elektrisiteit te voorsien. As alles volgens plan verloop, sal die aanleg teen die einde van aanstaande jaar begin om elektrisiteit aan die metro te lewer. Op die lyn is Jordan Neil Lewis, hy is die Kaapse burgemeester. Jordan, thank you so much for your time. It was a big day yesterday and for a good reason. But when did you start planning this project?
This project probably started planning about 18 months ago already. When we had a debate inside the city as to whether it would be cheaper to buy power from independent power producers from the market or to start investing in generating some more of our own power. And I was very much on the side of the equation that said it's going to be cheaper and more efficient to buy from the private sector. And naturally, there were some people in my energy directorate who said it's going to be cheaper for us to run these solar plants ourselves. So I said, you know what? Let's do both. Let's use this as a living experiment and let's go out and buy some power from the market. And let's also do our own utility scale and we will see in the years ahead which comes out at a more efficient price. So that's when we started it. And they've gone through the tender process and got all of that going. And now it's at the point of delivery.
But this is the Metro's plant. It's not a privately sector owned plant who will sell electricity to Cape Town.
Correct. This is our own utility-scale solar plant, and we have another one planned as well out in the Somerset West part of the Flay area. And those are the two that we are planning to own and manage ourselves. And then we are also buying considerably more, about 250 megawatts and even more than that, from the private sector.
18 months ago, so we're talking about just a bit longer than 2.5 years from the first proposal to it actually generating electricity. That seems to be quite an efficient process. Would the next one also take 2.5 years or will it be even faster?
The next one is much, much bigger. The Port of Flay one is going to be probably five times the size of this. So that is taking a bit longer. We're doing some technical studies that we got some World Bank funding for to do the planning process. So we have not yet started the tender process for that. And then once the tender process is complete, then the construction will start on that.
This plant will produce around 10 megawatts of electricity. By how much will it reduce your dependence on Eskom? Or maybe put differently, how much do you currently buy from Eskom? And how much is this 10 megawatt relative to that?
It's still tiny compared to that, in the sense that we are currently consuming about 2,500 megawatts, so 2.2 gigawatts. At peak times of the day, so that's morning peak and evening peak. So we're a huge power consumer. What is important here is that we are also combining this with a battery pack, so we're combining it with a 5 megawatts, fairly large battery system as well, battery storage system. That allows you to collect power during midday when the sun is the brightest and to feed it back into the grid at peak times. And as I said, our goal is to reduce our dependence on Eskom over time. But that is going to come from a myriad of different sources. The power that we're buying from the private sector, it's the power that we're investing in ourselves, it's the power that we already have from Steenbras, all coming together over time to reduce our reliance on Eskom.
But still, if you use 2,500 megawatts at the moment, Eskom is going to be your predominant source of electricity for many years to come.
Oh yes, it will take us many, many years to cut ties, if that's ever the goal. I mean, I think the power future in South Africa is that Eskom will be one of many suppliers. And so we already have bought power from many other suppliers. And I think in future we will buy power from Eskom. But Eskom will have to seriously make its prices more competitive in future. And that will be very positive for the public.
Yeah, hopefully there is some competition when the private sector enters the fray. Let's talk about the tariffs. Will you procure the electricity from this plant at a cheaper rate than what you currently pay for Eskom?
This is the most important thing, I think, actually, because load shedding has gone now for many months. Touch wood, we hope it never comes back. But if it does come back, all of these investments help to protect Cape Town against load shedding. But increasingly, the biggest issue is tariffs. And the fact is that all of this power that we have procured, every single one of it, that both this plant and the power that we're procuring from the private sector is cheaper than Eskom power. And that really is the most important takeaway, I think, at the moment. And this is why we have to procure as much as we can to reduce our reliance on Eskom.
And that is before we may see some quite significant tariff increases by Eskom over the next few years.
Correct.
And there's even a proposal that it could increase by more than 30% next year, even 40%. You also have an innovative rooftop solar program in the city. How much electricity does that generate currently?
That's a lot bigger because obviously it's spread over thousands of homes. That's currently generating about 118 megawatts. But the crucial thing is that the city gets very little of that because most of it is obviously used for domestic purposes, for power inside those homes to charge batteries and so on. So we currently have about 900 customers that are feeding back into the city. And we're trying to increase that number by offering a lot of incentives. So we allow you to offset your municipal account with the amount that you send us back. If you run into the negative, so you actually run up a credit, we pay you in cash for that credit that you run up. We also pay an incentive tariff to make it cheaper for people to invest in solar. So we're really trying to grow that number, but still, obviously, the biggest incentive is for people to use it for their own power needs, to bring down their bill and to protect against load shedding.
What is the financial impact on the city if people bring down their bill? Because in the past, they would have bought the electricity from the metro. Now they don't.
Yes, that's true. But we get a benefit of being able to offer load shedding protection to the rest of the city and particularly to the economic sector, to factories and businesses, which has a huge, huge upside benefit for the city. And to potentially in the future, this is our goal, and we definitely will get there, is to be an absolutely load shedding free city. If it so happens that load shedding does not come back nationally, and we really hope it doesn't, there's still a benefit in the sense that you still are accessing a cheaper cost of power. And so you can bring down the cost for everyone else over time.
Jordan, dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Jordan E. Lewis, die Kaapstad se burgemeester. Skalk, ek het gisterand gesels met Antoinette Slabbert, joernalis by Rapport, en sy het die opmerking gemaak dat die elektrisiteitsomgewing gaan oor 10 jaar dramatisch anders lyk as wat het nou is. Eskom se monopolie gaan totaal en al basies verdwyn of baie, baie, die rol wat Eskom gaan speel gaan baie minder wees. En ek dink hierdie type van initiatiewe onderstreep dit. En dit is sekerlik een van die grootste strukturele veranderings wat tans in Suid-Afrika in werking gestel word en is 'n positiewe een.
Ja, baie. Is uiters positief. Maar jy het 'n waar punt hierso. Dit is eigenlijk 'n monopolie verloor, maar toch is een mens kyk op hierdie stadium met hoe diep, wat is die verliese Eskom steeds maak, hoe diep ons in die skuld is en daarop sy. Gaan dit 'n interessante gesprek wees om te sien met hoe met die monopolie gaan dat gaan. Met die feit dat hulle nog so baie met skuld het en natuurlijk verliese maak. Interessante ene, baie, baie interessante ene in die toekomst.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.